This is Trends and Issues in Instructional Design, Educational Technology, and Learning Science, hosted by Abby Brown and Tim Green.
Hi, this is Tim, and I'm here with Abby.
Hi, this is Abby, and I'm here with Tim.
Welcome to episode 142 of our podcast, where we review the trends and issues in instructional design, educational technology, and learning sciences that we observed as we flipped resources into our Flipboard magazine over the past 2 weeks. In this episode, we have four trends that we will share, along with a recommended reading for each of these trends. We end the episode by peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll see in the upcoming 2 weeks. So Abby, start us off by talking about our four trends and sharing our recommended readings.
Thank you, Tim. Yes. Well, before I begin that, I just want to point out to all of our listeners that we actually had relatively few articles that we flipped in the past 2 weeks. So when we're talking about trending, we didn't see anything larger than, say, 7 or 8 articles in a specific area. And in the cases of like the number 3 and 4 spots, we're talking about 5 or 6 articles. So it's not as if these are major, oh my God, flood trends. These are just what we saw as the largest of a small batch.
Right. And just to some perspective, we normally see double digits in articles when we see trends in general for a general episode, right? I mean, that is
absolutely true. And we're usually reviewing a very large number of articles up into, you know, anywhere between 80 and 100 articles. Right. And in this last 2 weeks, we saw relatively few articles. I'm going to guess roughly that we saw about 30, maybe 40 articles. So having said that, having provided that caveat, our first highest trend is one that has been a regular for us for quite a while, security and citizenship. Security and citizenship really trended heavily in the past 2 weeks. There was an article and an issue about Twitter and its ad targeting. There was an issue with the Federal Communications Commission, that's the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, has banned spoofed text and international calls. And this is actually kind of important because it does limit the number of sort of anonymous or anonymized calls that can come in and come in looking as if they were from some other agency.
Let's hope that works.
I'm hoping so. Right. Yes. There's a review of the incognito mode in Chrome, which is apparently quite good. U.S. Congress, this is the one that got us sort of really talking earlier this week, Tim. U.S. Congress introduced the SMART Act. SMART is actually an acronym. And the idea here is that it's aimed at reducing the time people spend on social media. Now, it's not actually it's not an act to tell people they're in violation of the law if they are spending too much time on social media. That would be truly distressing.
And it'd be everyone we know, right?
Right. But it's kind of equally distressing that what they're asking here is that they're saying they want to prohibit the application of psychological and neuroscientific approaches that cause people to spend longer. So it's basically they're targeting the design of social media apps. One of the examples they give in the article is the idea of sort of the snapback, you know, pull to refresh, which is apparently very similar to the gambling device, the one-armed bandit that's famous from Las Vegas. This idea that you want to continue sort of focusing on the activity because you get to do this snapback activity with some frequency. How they're going to apply this, I'm curious anyway, let's just say.
We are both curious. This is be interesting to see how that develops.
Yeah. Now, our recommended read is actually different than this, though. Our recommended reading for security and citizenship in the past 2 weeks is Heading to University, Watch Out for a Surge in Phony Emails About Your Studies. This is by Danny Palmer for ZDNet. And again, my apologies to any author if I'm mispronouncing his or her name. This is an article basically came out of the UK. UK students are receiving their A-level exam results in the last few weeks. And this leads to a number of phishing schemes where people are actually then sending messages out as if they were from the university that someone's planning to attend, and fishing for data or information. I think this plays out in a number of ways across a number of instances in organizations and countries. You and I were talking about how if you're a new faculty member or a faculty member returning to school, this may also affect you. Be careful of the data that you share with what looks like a legitimate email, because it may not be legit. So read the article. That's our recommendation. Our next topic, hardware and software. We always, I can't remember the last time we didn't see hardware and software as being a number one trend.
I would say it's years.
Years. So we started to see a few more of the reviews that we expect to see at this time of year. Best desktop for students, best apps to keep you on task, to-do list type of things. Reviews of hardware like the Samsung Galaxy Note, which is launched. We also saw Pearson announcing that they are going to go with a digital-first model for their textbooks. This is new and very different. This is where a major publisher is saying, we're going to create digital copy first, not aimed at producing print-bound volume first. It may come second. We also saw the announcement of a very interesting app called Squad, which is an online social space, but it's created by women, and it tends to avoid some of the pitfalls that some of the more traditional social media have fallen into based on their own, the developers' worldview and preferences, which tends to be younger men. So it's, again, an interesting thing to explore. There's a lot of interesting things to read, but the one that we recommend in terms of reading, if you can only read one article on the topic, is The Radical Transformation of the Textbook by Brian Barrett for Wired. Barrett is actually starts by referencing Pearson's Digital First initiative, but he goes on to talk about open educational resources and the digital divide. It's a really good article, and we both highly recommend reading this one. Our next topic, augmented reality and virtual reality, which, again, Tim, you and I have sort of been predicting is going to kind of bobble up here and there for the foreseeable future as a trending issue. And we did see a large number of articles specifically about virtual reality in the past couple of weeks. We saw the future of immersive education described. We saw virtual reality in higher education discussed. And we'll point out that it's still very much the area of early adopters. We haven't really seen that tipping point moment where we see a majority of people jumping in, but that there are a number of early adopters experimenting with very interesting projects that are virtual reality related in higher ed. We also saw, and kind of very specific, but we saw a very, very interesting 3D map of the Milky Way created, which gives one a virtual view of our galaxy, which really fascinating. However, our recommended reading here is U.S. Department of Education grants $1 million for History Maker, VR, by Patrick Perrault for TechRaptor. Basically, the story is describing the fact that the U.S. Department of Education has granted $1 million to a company called Shell Games to continue its development of a piece of software called History Maker VR, which is aimed at middle school classrooms. It's a puppeting tool that allows students to take on the persona of famous figures in history in a way that presents them virtually, allows them to work in a VR environment, but allows them to kind of script what the historical figures are saying. So it's an interesting research presentation tool. Also interesting just in terms of the grant development aspect of it for all of us who are media producers of some sort. It's an interesting read. Finally, last but not least, our fourth trend is research studies. Oddly, for this time of year, we don't normally see this.
No, but I like seeing it. We both
do. I do too. Yeah. I do too. It's really great. But we saw a number of articles that talked about the results of major studies, large studies that were conducted, many of them neuroscientific. So we saw, for example, neuroscience reports on attitude and productivity, some interesting things. Apparently venting is not such a good idea, and changing your attitude toward one of gratitude is a terrific idea in terms of
I have some changing to do, I guess.
Me too. it's a good read. Conversation is key with young children in terms of helping them succeed, in terms of helping them grow cognitively. It's engaging in meaningful conversations that is particularly important, according to one study. We also saw the results of a study that says more college students are downloading course materials for free. Again, this goes back to OER. But the U.S.-Canadian students, a very large number, were surveyed, and they're downloading much more digital information than they used to. Really, like, the difference is huge. In the past 5 years, it jumped from like 3% downloading to 22% downloading, which is very, very big. We also saw that results of a survey indicate that young people now go online instead of asking parents for advice or answers to questions. So more and more young people are actually looking to the web than as opposed to looking to elders within their personal sphere. A very interesting shift. Our recommended read has got me very, very excited.
And everyone else, once you hear the title.
I hope so. We saved what I hope is everyone considers the best for last. Recommended read in research is Coffee and Chocolate Make You Smarter, According to the Latest Neuroscience, by Jeffrey James for Inc. And according to most recent research, coffee, tea, cacao, these items, so cacao would have anything with chocolate, it actually helps strengthen brain function. And so I, for one, plan to eat a significantly larger amount of chocolate for my own good health.
And so you should. And I'm going to start drinking more coffee. I don't know if that's possible. But
I'm not sure I can drink any more coffee than Tim, those are our four trends and our four recommended reads.
Thanks, Abby. So as a reminder, we share the URL to our website where you can find the links to these recommended readings. We'll do that at the end of the episode. Okay, now, Abby, we move into peering into the crystal ball and making predictions about the trends we believe we'll observe in the upcoming 2 weeks. And as we normally do, we spend some time talking about it before we go on air. And what did we come up with?
Well, you know, first of all, as you and I always do, it feels like we always do this, is we are agreed. Security and citizenship is going to be a number one. Hardware and software is going to be a top trend. We've seen that for so long that we really, it's not even a prediction anymore. It's just a observation. Mm-hmm. However, it's still a little early in the back to school game. So we've seen a few articles coming out that are back to school related. We anticipate seeing a significant number more of those as we get closer to... Well, some schools, as you pointed out, some schools have actually already started.
They've started, right. Mm-hmm.
But a number of them are starting in the next week or two.
Correct.
And so we're going to see a lot more back-to-school issues. We're going to see more about AR and VR, we expect, because we just have been doing that for quite a while. This textbook, the idea of the changing textbook, the idea of open educational resources related to it, and issues evolving from it or arising from this in terms of the digital divide, we suspect this is going to be a larger issue that will be examined further in upcoming months. We hope so.
Yeah.
It'll
be interesting to see where that goes, for sure.
It really will.
Yeah.
It really will, because it is... it's something that I think is a little unanticipated by a number of people, that once we start putting all of these things online, making them available, what about those people who have less access to online resources?
Exactly.
So it's a thought. We really do have to consider it. I do hope that we see more about this, but really looking into the crystal ball is not about hoping as much as it is about guessing, you know, that this is what's going to happen. So there it is, Tim. Those are our predictions for the upcoming weeks.
Okay. Well, that brings us to the conclusion of episode 142 of our podcast. I'd like to thank our followers and viewers of our Flipboard magazine and our podcast subscribers. To listen to this episode and find the links to the recommended readings, you can visit our website at trendsandissues.com. Our next episode will air on August 21st.
This podcast is produced by Professor Abby Brown at East Carolina University and Professor Tim Green at California State University, Fullerton. Copyright Abby Brown and Tim Green.